with the siren song of the girl group.
He don't hang around with the gang no more. And he don't do the wild things that he did before.
That's the Shangri-Las with Out in the Streets from 1965, one of 120 tracks on a new 4-CD box set titled One Kiss Can Lead to Another.
Out in the
They're not the songs you might expect, not the big hits, like the Shangri-Las' Leader of the Pack, or the Shirelles' number one, Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Instead, it's the B-sides, the forgotten gems, and a few that might have been better off left forgotten, like the Howler Peanut Duck, never released when it was recorded in 1965, and nobody knows the singer. Maybe it's just as well. You go, girl. Now, the producers use the term girl group elastically. It might be a group of one. Cher, Twiggy, Jackie DeShannon. And there are some genre-bending surprises.
My parents say you're lazy, but you can be smart if you try. And I know you've got a heart, 'cause you've never ever made me cry.
Yep, that's Dolly Parton. With an excursion into throbbing pop from 1966.
Don't cry, follow my life. Baby, don't be a fool. Mama, baby, mama, mama. You're old enough, and now you're too young to face the world so cruel.
The co-producer of the box set is Cheryl Farber, who says this music deserves respect.
The perception of this music for a lot of people is that it's very innocent and lots of chiffon and, you know, kind of more on the camp side of things, when really this is some of the best pop music that's ever been made.
Let's think of some songs here that would point that out. Is there a group in particular that you have in mind?
There's actually a few groups that were comprised of the same girls. The Cookies is the group that they're most known for, but they were also the Cinderellas, the Palisades,
the Honeybees.
And they just turned out one beautiful song after another.
Well, in their incarnation as the Cookies, one of the songs that you include here is called I Never Dreamed. It's from 1964, written by Jerry Goffin and Russ Titelman.
My baby wants me.
Perfect example of just a song that really never got to enough ears for one reason or another. Maybe the label didn't care to push it, but it really could have been another Be My Baby.
There also seems to be a pattern with a lot of these songs that if they weren't a hit for these girl groups or these girl singers, somebody else would take that same song and make it huge.
That happened a lot.
There's one song by one of the Cookies, Earl Jean, I'm Into Something Good. Didn't do much for Earl Jean.
But Herman's Hermits had a huge hit with it. I don't want to say anything bad about Herman's Hermits, but I kind of like Earl Jean's better. Sorry, Peter Moon.
What were the ways that these groups came together?
I think one of the real misperceptions about this music is that they were just kind of girl singers plucked randomly from, you know, cities, but they actually were really good friends who had found each other in high school and just loved to harmonize with each other. Many times these girl groups songs were doing really well, and it became clear to record labels that they could get hits with this music. So they were kind of in search of that talent, and there was so much talent at that time all over in these schools, and these girls could really sing. I mean, there's not one false note on any of these songs.
Well, you know you took my
There's a great story attached to Mary Wells. This would be out in Motown. She the story goes in the liner notes to the discs here, sings the song, she's 17 years old, sings it for Berry Gordy, gets a contract on the spot. That's a lot of voice for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, the emotions behind that. Even if she'd never had a boyfriend, she somehow knew how to access that feeling.
Bye Bye Baby is a song that Mary Wells wrote herself, which was pretty unusual back then.
Yeah, actually, that was a very rare example of that. But there are some incredible songwriters that came out of this period. Jackie DeShannon wrote a lot of her own songs and wrote them for other people as well. And then you have Carole King.
It's great fun to hear very early Carole King from 1963, well before her own solo career. It would really take off in the 70s. The song Bad Boy.
Mama doesn't like him 'cause he never cuts his hair. Daddy doesn't like him 'cause he says he heard him swear. He's a bad boy. But I don't care.
That common theme from the 1960s.
You know, what are my parents going to say?
Did you run across songs that seemed to really break the mold, that were talking about something unusual or that you really didn't hear on a lot of girl group songs?
There's a track on here by a girl named Dawn, just Dawn, and she sings a song about paranoia called I'm Afraid They're All Talking About Me.
I never had much confidence in myself. Was it the way that I was brought up that made me dependent on someone else?
That's an amazing song. What's going on in that song?
It's fantastic. It's just a descent into hellish paranoia.
Cheryl Farber, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Cheryl Farber is co-producer of the box set One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Girl Group Sounds Lost and Found. There are photos and more music at our website, npr.org.